from the ArmeniaProud.com studios.
Kinatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on lineupmedia.fm.
Genatsa, genatsa, Pyluis, Inchpesek. How are you, Chris?
I am great. How are you today, Jono?
I am doing fine. I am doing fine. We had a guest that had the last minute, had to bail on us.
Had to bail.
I'm not going to bring up the name because she'll be back or he'll be back, and we definitely don't want to burn bridges, you
nope,
might say.
We like bridges.
But you know what? You know what crossed my mind? Why not have Ani? Why not have Ani on Energy Healing Armenia?
Absolutely.
On our show. I mean, she's interesting, and a lot of people talk, say, hey, we love the show. GM, did you hear the GM?
He sent an email. Yeah, he did.
He sent an email saying,
she's fantastic.
Yeah, she said that, or he said that you're fantastic. Ani, great to have you on.
Well, it's good to hear.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it.
Yeah. You can't see it, but it's happening.
He said, Mariam and Ani add so much interest to the show.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh,
I agree. I concur with the GM.
Thank you.
I looked at him. I go, what about me? What about the Armenian guy?
I'm on, too.
Yeah. And he definitely put us down.
You're definitely hilarious. We all know that.
Yeah, I have no question in my mind. I can't even argue with that one.
Well, you've been kind of funny, too. We've had to we've had to censor him every time.
I get worked up.
Yeah. anyway, I don't know if you noticed, Ani. Did you see these little videos that, one of them so far. There's going to be a couple more
it's
coming
It's a series,
out.
Yeah.
It's a series.
Yeah, coming to Armenia. You need like a film crew. Just your scenarios are hilarious, so it'll be nice to capture that.
I think it would be great. What do you mean? That was coming from the heart, and you're saying that.
No, in general, like that one was really meaningful and special. But like you in Armenia, like the scene of it, I think it'll be.
What, do I amuse you?
Yeah.
What am I, a clown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it's great, but you know, it's just kind of a couple times I felt a little cheesy on the our production people wrote. Making a pilgrimage and after a decade
you know
missing
like,
and
coming to Armenia, like you do get kind of cheesy. It's okay, like because it is
okay.
A very meaningful experience. Like you can't help it, you know.
I'm glad you're saying that because I was really kind of questioning. And for me, to post that, you know, like I posted on the Armenian Facebook sites all over, and I kind of feel like I'm being pompous. I don't know why. I was hoping.
No, it's good to see you posting something positive on there because a lot of times people just it's like a way to start fights, like Facebook.
Have you noticed that
comment
too?
Fights, you know. Some of the threads get interesting, you know. But it's when someone posts something positive and meaningful that can bring everyone together. Then I think it's really nice that you're sharing.
Thank you very much. You know what's really weird is on my Toast Armenia site, I get these Azeris that post their flag, soldiers. You could bleep. Yeah, oh, yeah, leave it on. That one deserves on. Yeah. There's soldiers on there with the Azeri flag. And I'm like, I never get a notice on that, Chris. Is there something that they're doing that... They sneak that in there with I delete them all.
Yeah, they may have their settings set to only display their stuff to friends, so it's not showing you when they comment on
even
stuff.
On my site.
Yeah,
they could do
they
that.
Can do
oh,
it. Bastards!
I know. You know, at AUA American University of Armenia, there's a program called DigiLib, where they digitized all this Armenian literature from ancient literature to modern. Any Armenian author that's written anything is on this site, and it's free. It's digilib.am. It's really cool. And they've been working very, very, very hard on this website because you have genocide scholars who have written books, and now it's online, easily accessible. So in the very beginning of this project, they knew that they were going to get attacks like... I guess hacked by Azeris or Turkish hackers, or sometimes they hire hackers from like India or China. And they created a resetting type of system where if anyone tries to hack this site, it's
it'll zap
automatically
them.
Resets, so they cannot lose any of the information every time.
Wow. And
yeah, because so you'd be surprised how many Armenian websites get hacked.
Unbelievable.
You know, you build something, you put your life into it, yeah. And all of a sudden, bam, some hacker just ruins it. So they were really smart from the very beginning. It's like a self-sustaining security system that they built. If anyone's curious, go on digileap.am, type in your last name and see where you come from. Wow. A lot of people are doing that nowadays, so it's pretty cool.
That is definitely cool. And yeah. that's offered by our university in Armenia, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the many cool things that are happening at AUA.
Is that just modernizing? What's the gig on that school? Is it just increasing in enrollment? Are they adding new buildings?
Oh, they're constantly expanding everything all the time. It was initially like started in response to the devastating earthquake. They wanted to produce engineers, you know, in the country, so in the future they know how to build things safely. And then it turned into just an amazing institution for higher education. It's California accredited. They're constantly adding programs, and it's fantastic. So
I wonder,
anyone's in Armenia, come yeah. by for a tour.
I wonder why they're only doing California accredited. I mean, it should be more.
Just because they're affiliated with the University of California, and it is 25 years old, the school. So, you know, in the next right. 25 years, I'm just...
It will expand then.
So much, yeah. I can't wait to see what happens.
I believe how it works also is that as long as it's accredited in a state, then it overlaps to all states. So like other states accept that school, like, you know what I mean?
It accepts still accreditation. Be accepted?
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's American University, so it counts.
What's the enrollment right now?
Well, right now I can't say because people are still applying. The last deadline, I think it's the end of this month. So we'll see. This past year, we had 287 graduates. So that's alumni great. Is about 3,287 people.
Okay, that's great.
So, yeah, it's great. And I know they're going to add in the future more bachelor programs because right now it's focused on more on masters, but there's all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, that's great. Happening. I am so happy to hear Armenia has got things going like that. And the university that are we seeing a lot more abroad students coming in from the West?
Yeah, I swear every year that I've been here, tourists, like I hear more languages from more tourists, more students abroad, because it's a safe place to study, like for, you know, in Yerevan. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people speak English and people are very intelligent here. And it's moving in a very innovative and high-tech direction. I mean, there's plans to build engineering cities. So it's really, really interesting how it's developing because, you know, we're not really relying on resources, natural resources anymore because we can't. A lot of our natural resources got sold off to other countries and mined out. So it's interesting that now we're relying on our minds and people are understanding that and kind of breaking boundaries. Yeah.
How cool was it that 15-year-old kid that found an answer to these? Chris, if you didn't hear.
I didn't see this.
Well, it's we've got this 15-year-old kid. I don't even want to bring his name up because this kid is outstanding and I don't want anyone to hurt this kid. He's found a way to downing those drones that are hitting our a 15-year-old
radioactive
kid.
Energy waves.
Good for
type
him.
Of,
now, yeah. What was it again?
Genius.
What was it
genius.
Again?
Genius. I guess he's able to shut down the drones using radio waves. I believe I'm not 100% sure, but it's something along those lines.
And so from what I read.
Yeah,
he wants to really modernize this thing to where that's a, now here. That's my word for this week, modernized. That's the third time I've said that. Yeah.
It's happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
well, now I got modernized.
He's replacing an old
phrase.
What
was the old word?
Oh, my God. Anyway, we'll think of it.
Yeah.
And so forth.
So forth, yeah. Now I got modernized. Technology-wise, he's trying to get this thing really advanced. He said that there's stuff like this out there right now, but what this kid's trying to do is he's even advancing it, going further on into it. It's very interesting.
He wants to be able to control it with a smartphone or something like that. It's like really interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, and that shows you what direction it's going here, and that the fact that he's creating something that is actually more peaceful than harmful is a big thing, because you know, by the time he 3 years from now, he has to enroll in the army. He doesn't want to fight. No one wants to lose their lives.
Especially
like,
to
people want to live and raise families and continue to populate, you know.
Oh, God bless. That was beautiful.
The fact that it's for peace, you know, cuz you're not hurting anyone by dismantling a drone from the air, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty devastating what these drones do. So God bless this kid. Yeah, God bless for sure. Anyway, what's going on? What's going on with your energy thing?
It's going great. It's catching on more and more every day. Getting flooded with messages and questions, so it's nice. I wanted to talk about something we all know. I think we briefly touched on it before, but this time I'll get into a little deeper, is the good old-fashioned herbal remedies. And Armenia, it's a highland. We have herbs growing almost all the time. And it's a very well-known place for natural remedies for almost anything. Whether it's you have ancient manuscripts and textbooks from Western Armenia to this region, there's always something. And we have so many herbal teas. If a lot of people notice, like, for instance, we use a lot of thyme. Mm-hmm. And, thyme is not really something that's used as a tea in America, right?
Right.
We use it, like, in savory dishes and stuff. I think Mariam could talk about that. But here we use it as tea. And it's really good for colds, for headaches, for flu, and many other things, like stomach aches, sore throat, bronchitis, even diarrhea.
So this is kind of like my mom's version of Windex. You could use it for everything.
Yeah.
This is like my big fat Greek wedding or something.
Exactly.
The Windex.
We call it urz.
Big fat Armenian
if
Windex.
Doesn't know, if you come to Armenia, drink urz tea, and they mix it with mint, which we call nana. And nana's really, really good for the stomach and the digestive system as well. So those two together are even better. And the thing is, if somebody, the reason why it's actually good, it's because it causes somebody to urinate more often and to get the body to get rid of the toxins.
Well, that's
so it
what
works
we need.
Together
that's
to,
what we
to,
need, Ani. Yeah. When we're trying to sleep, you use some of that tea.
Yeah. And they say, you know, at night, it's a better, not at night, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
After a meal, it's good. It's good to use.
Well, I got to tell you, Ani, I love nana because I put, I eat that with everything, with my feta cheese, with my tomato. I whenever I'm eating, I mean, that thing right there, that mint, I can use with everything. I enjoy it. And I asked one of my American friends, I said, hey, do you grow any of this? I think it's mint. Is it mint? Yeah, it's mint, not parsley. And they said, yeah, but do you want that? I said, yeah, I love that. I love that. Just cut them and give them to me if you're going to throw it away. He goes, yeah, they just grow like wildfire, and I can't.
They grow so easily. There's almost zero maintenance.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that because I got one, and I think the damn thing died. I didn't do anything. I just gave it water like I was supposed to. It died. Maybe I gave too much water.
They have overwatered it.
Well, even the smell of mint is really good for relieving headache and nausea. And I mean, I don't even have to explain why mint is amazing. It smells great.
Yeah, it really does. It goes with everything too. So Anyway, so have you tried that, Chris?
I have not. I have not tried it.
No, I think, you know, you get these frequent headaches, so why not? Why not try something?
Yeah, I've tried.
It won't get it away, I don't think.
Yeah, but I haven't. This is something I'm going to look into.
Yeah,
I try it
because Chris gets these bad headaches.
I get horrible migraines.
Yeah,
really.
And then
you might want to try a lavender tea blend.
Okay.
It's really, really nice, actually. What you do is you brew the tea, like dried lavender, as you would any other herb, except it's really strong and it may not taste as good. So you just add a lot of honey, and lemon and mint. And what I would do is maybe just one or two drops of lavender oil on there too.
Okay. Yeah, I have
some
excellent
lavender oil. Pound it down. Yeah.
Why not throw the mint in there too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw
the mint in there, get everything in, boom, you got yourself a headache relief. Anything that would help him out on this, that would be
it's
great.
It's debilitating.
Yeah, yeah. And so you kind of liked the video I made, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't make that. I didn't make that. Our production guys, Tony, our intern Joey, we had a lot of guys work on that.
A lot of help on it.
Yeah, a lot of ideas. And one of the mountains they put on there was a mountain in, I think, Cambodia.
Oh, really?
And I said, wait a minute. People in Artsakh are going to know that that's not Armenia.
That's not Armenia.
That's not Artsakh. And I go,
you're like, let's just throw any mountain in there.
Mountain. Armenia has mountains.
And he goes like this to me. He says, why not? Well, what's the difference? I go, well, you got a Buddha statue in the back there. I mean, how the hell is that? Is that going to fool an Armenian when you got a Buddha statue?
Well, you got Korvir up in there.
Yeah,
that's a special place.
I know, but this this picture that they gave me was no way we could use that on the video.
Hey, you know, you know what? Speaking of videos and speaking of movies, I meant to ask Ani this. I read an article earlier about the Golden Apricot Film Festival that's happening in Yerevan.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know, since you're there, if you were going to go or if you knew, had any information on the film festival. I saw that it was a special anniversary this year, right?
When is
the Armenian independence. And so it was all, you know.
Yeah. So the Golden Apricot Film Festival happens annually, and it's a really awesome festival that shows free movies all over Yerevan, and especially Kino Moscow, which is like the biggest theater in Yerevan. And you have international filmmakers come through showing movies. There's a lot of independent films. Obviously, there's always Armenian films being displayed. I think The Last Inhabitant that you guys
was
interviewed,
last year,
the actress.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
the
Artsakh movie. I'm pretty sure it's going to be debuted this year.
This year.
Yeah.
Chris just agrees with everything I say.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes, you're right.
Sure.
Of course.
It's like
I remember the interview.
Yeah.
No, it's really fun because you have all these very interesting international people, just a swarm of people coming to watch movies, or they're part of the filmmaking process. There's an award ceremony, a big party, which I like to crash.
When is this?
This year, let me see real quick.
Now, please tell me in July.
I think it is. I think it was like
I
this
think it is.
July.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm going to be all over that. Get our GM to give me some sort of a pass or something.
I can get you
a media
pass.
You need a media pass to do interviews.
Can you get that, Ani?
I can get you a pass.
Oh my God. I know somebody.
Oh. I know.
I feel like you know somebody everywhere in Armenia.
Yeah.
I do. Even Artsakh.
July 10th through 17th.
Yeah.
What is it now? July 10th through 17th.
Yep.
God, we got to do something with that,
Ani. It's right in the middle of the city of Yerevan. So. It's cool, free movies, you know?
Free movies. I get to meet people. And then on top of that, all the locals that I'll be kicking back with, I could do videos. I could be sending these back
totally.
You
can add them to our Facebook and add them on our website, armeniaproud.com.
Oh,
you work that
this is going to be good. This is going to be good.
It's going to be really good. And there are like different actors and actresses that'll be here. More independent. Sometimes
too.
They're famous. It's really cool.
Huh.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This is really productive.
I know. It's going in the right direction. See what
You're
happens when we get everyone together
time.
On a
you
show?
Manifest it. See, you put out the energy that you want, you know, media exposure, and you're attracting it.
It is.
Oh.
And speaking of energy, Okay. Yeah. That's just, it's amazing. These segues are leading right into the stuff I wanted to bring up to Ani. I also read an article earlier today that they were hosting in Armenia an International Yoga Day.
Yeah, they are.
That's all you, Ani.
It's the embassy of India in Armenia that's hosting it. So
very cool. Are you going to participate?
If it's this weekend, it's I can't. Because I'm going to Tbilisi. I'm going to Georgia for the weekend.
June 21st, he said.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Great.
So what are you going to Tbilisi about?
Yeah, it's a really cool place to visit, actually. If you should try to get it in while you're here. It's all, it's only like a 4 or 5 hour drive. And it's a beautiful city. It has a lot of Armenian history, actually, a lot.
Now, how are they with the Armenian people?
Pretty much designed and built that city.
How are they with the Armenians?
They're not bad. I mean, there's so many Armenians that live there and that have lived there. It's always like that, hey, like, we're cool, but, like, we don't really like each other, like, that much. But a lot of people have, like, you know, intermarried and they're cool with each other. A lot of Georgians speak Armenian because of this. During the Soviet Union, they did like a lot of trade and different businesses in different countries. So you'll have and you know what's interesting about them? They rejected a lot of the Russian culture that tried to influence them during the Soviet Union. So they got to preserve a lot of old Georgian culture / a lot of old Armenian culture because we were there for so long.
It's amazing that they're so rewarded with the Black Sea and and they're so resentful of the Russians, but we are tight with the Russians and we're in the middle of right there, and I wish we had a little Black Sea touching that. That would have been great.
It would have been, I mean, there was a time, sea to sea,
yeah,
right? Yeah, and history, like, where we had all that, but you know, the reality is we have to kind of get together what we have now, and that's kind of why I am thrilled about the direction Armenia is going, because they're kind of slowly taking ownership of what is ours and building innovative, building innovative companies that are going to put us on the global map in terms of technology.
That was my next question, to wonder, are there going to be outside businesses, outside companies that are going to be starting to come to Armenia? They see our work.
They've already started.
Okay, they've already started.
Microsoft is here now. Yeah, so a lot of people, because, you know, there's very talented, like, graphic designers or, like, coders or web developers.
I've seen a lot of stuff about developers in Armenia.
So many. It's really like the next Silicon Valley without like the crazy, you know, rent.
Yeah, I was going to say without everything like being overly extremely expensive.
I don't know, because there's so many apartments that they're still building and they're all empty. So there's a lot of room for people to come, because remember, a lot of people left here. We're still kind of going through an immigration crisis. So there's room for people to come here, a lot of room. And it's easy to get around. So I don't think it'll be nearly as congested as, you know, cities like Tehran or Moscow or, you know, anywhere else.
Let me ask you this too, Ani. My GM brought this up to me. He said, hey, if you can get a dual citizenship, that would be great. I mean, just for you, just to know that you're a citizen also of Armenia. Can I become a citizen of Armenia as well?
Yeah, it's very easy. Okay. It's like $5. You go to the Ovir, which is like, I would phrase it, it's like going to the DMV, but in Armenia, but kind of worse, because you have like one person working and like 40 people in line.
Oh, God.
But if you go early, it's okay, because Armenians, they don't like to get up very early in the morning.
No. God, see, I knew I was Armenian at heart.
You are definitely Armenian.
Exactly. But no, you just prove that you're Armenian. You have to bring
a license and passport, maybe. Huh?
No, I think you have to prove that you're baptized. But no, if your last name's Armenian and your parents or your You know what? How about this? I'm going to send you the requirements that you need.
Through email?
I can do it through email. I mean, it's simple. Just have it ready before you come here so you're not back and forth running around. But it doesn't take long. I mean, it'll process a few months, but I mean, you'll get it.
Well, and what I was going to say is if anyone else who's hearing the show is in the same situation who would be interested in doing the same thing and you want that information, just email us at info@armeniaproud.com and we'll send it to you.
Wow.
Perfect. And that way you can travel. I mean, Americans can travel to Armenia for free anyway. They don't need a visa. But if you're staying long term, going back and forth, and you want to have that kind of, you know, proud citizenship.
That's
cool.
What I said too.
Another excellent segue, actually. This is
students that are Armenian that want to study in Armenia, if you get the dual citizenship or the residency, you get a major discount on the tuition fees, which is already way cheaper than you would ever pay in America for any college or university education.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say last week, National Geographic released a report on the spots in the world that more travelers should go. Okay, it was like 15 places around the world that they say are amazing and that everyone should be going. Number one on the list was Armenia from National Geographic.
It was number one.
Number one.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. From National Geographic, worldwide, said of everywhere in the world that if you're going to go somewhere that you haven't been yet, it should be Armenia.
You're kidding. No. I love that.
Number one.
Why didn't we have that on our site? We could have put that. We could have had a.
I just saw it.
Never
this
too
afternoon.
Late.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you still see that, share that on.
Add it right now.
Add it right now to our Toast site. Right. You'll love it.
It was a very interesting, cool list because one of them was like Nicaragua, and I really want to go there too. But honestly, Armenia is like a great place for travelers. It's easy to get around, and it's cheap if you're coming from abroad, you know, and it's.
Well, you said cheap. You said cheap on the tuition. Well, what is the cost for someone to go there out of country or in Armenia?
Okay, so look, the plane ticket is going to be the most, right?
Really?
Obviously. But right now, Qatar Airlines has opened a line, and it's a little bit cheaper depending on where you're coming from. But in terms of like food and housing, I mean, there's Airbnb and stuff here. It shouldn't be more than like depending on where you stay and what your maintenance is, because you can find a real like, you know, crappy little place that has just about everything. And if you don't mind that it's old, you know, you could pay like $10 a night, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you want a super nice place, obviously it only goes up from there. But mind that summer, everything is just a little bit pricier because they know tourists are coming and it's the only kind of season where people make the most money. But like fruits and vegetables and stuff from the markets are cheap. So you could be smart and get like rent a little apartment and cook for yourself and then go out here and there. But let's say I'm going to Zaatar Pizza, which is my favorite little Syrian spot. I get my little vegetarian lahmacuns for less than $1 each, and I only need two.
A vegetarian lahmacun, what can that be?
I mean, it's like there's vegan lahmacun, there's a nice little mini pizza with za'atar spice and olives, and I love that one. It's my favorite. So like food and stuff, it's cheap, way cheaper than you would pay for in anywhere traveling in the States or Europe. Europe is like
I
paid €6 for a orange juice waiting at a bar because I was waiting for my friend because it had Wi-Fi.
$6 basically. Yeah. $6 for orange juice. That's amazing.
I was like, I can't believe I just did that. Yeah. There's not even any alcohol in it. It was just orange juice.
Was it supposed to have alcohol?
No, but it was like, you know, I was waiting in the bar because it was the closest place to my friend's house, and I was staying in Paris. And I didn't really know exactly where she lived, so I was waiting, you know, a response via Wi-Fi, and they had Wi-Fi. So I go in there, and I don't like to go in there and then just stand there and wait. You know, I'll get something, you know, kind of a courtesy. Mm-hmm. And the bill came, and I was like, ouch. Like, I could have had breakfast, lunch, and dinner in Armenia for this.
Hey, hold on. What's going on with her voice?
I think it's her internet signal was going out little bit.
It's her internet? Anyway, we are definitely going there, and I will be staying. I told my wife I really don't want to stay at your parents. It's going to be tight. She got me a place right in the square area, and guess nice. How much I'm paying? And she showed pictures of it and everything. $50 a day.
Wow.
$50 a day.
Is it an apartment?
Yeah.
Great.
It's an apartment.
And
yeah.
I bet you it's if 50 is like... It's not a lot for Armenia, but you know it's going to be a top-notch, nice place.
It is. I mean, the pictures look like it was Austria or something
wow.
like that. Yeah,
and you probably got a great view, I'm guessing, too.
Of course. Got to have the view. So I asked her, you know, I'd like to do my studio work in here and stuff like that to record people and have some interviews. And she said this is the ideal spot, so...
Perfect.
I rolled with it.
You can treat it like a real vacation.
Yeah, definitely. And on that note, too, about interviewing, I talked to Arthur, and I will be going to Artsakh, and I told him, hey, I said I'm going there, and I'm kind of excited. He said I'll introduce you to a lot of our military people and all that, so I am really... Really pumped
if
up.
His dad is there, Master Garo, you are in for a treat.
Really?
Yeah, he is quite the character. He's awesome. Yeah.
Can you believe, I'm not kidding, that this interview with him drew over 150,000.
Wow. Yeah.
150,000.
And still growing.
And still growing and still getting growing.
On that one episode. Yeah, it's incredible.
It's interesting. It's kind of like a recorded piece of history because it was happening
right
then and there and from an interesting perspective, you know?
I can't tell you how many fans we have in Brazil.
Yeah, wow,
it's
really?
Amazing.
It's all over Brazil and, all over
Brazil.
Europe and, yeah.
Brazil was our top downloads on that episode. It was unbelievable.
Well, it's so nice that they can get such a interesting source of information that's not like, you know, Al Jazeera, BBC, you know, it's from people that are living here.
Well, you
and
know,
that's important.
Yeah. And I'm tired of always outside news about Armenia. I mean, if we have something to share, I give the people's perspective much more. Like last week, with that Derhire or Popa, Armenian, whatever he was. I gave what I thought everyone else out there wanted to hear as well. That was how I felt, and I said it, and I'm glad people liked it. So,
of course, because, you know, when you're representing one community, you're representing kind of everyone because we're all united by being Armenian, and it's such a unique thing that we have.
That's right.
And that we like to share it with the world and invite people into the culture. I think that's really important, too, is inviting others like Chris into the big Armenian family, you know?
I'm happy to be there.
I'm changing his name, by the way, from Lake to Lakeion.
Yeah.
Lakeion. Yeah. Or Lichion.
Yeah, Lichion. There you go. I like that. Yeah. I like the sound of that.
You like the word Lich.
Like this is going. Now I just need a passport and I'm all good.
Yeah.
Can we get him a passport?
Yeah, seriously, I really would love to.
Be an honorary army.
Yeah.
All right. So $5 to get. But the problem on that is you're going to have to sit there and wait.
Yeah, that's true. DMV lines. Nobody likes those.
And that's how Armenians are, dude. They do not show up on time. You'll even have a party. And,
yeah, and no one's offended if you're late.
No one wants to be the first.
That's how society should be.
Yeah, but dude, when I got steak going out there, shish kebabs, I want you Armenians on time.
That's true.
True.
Yeah, yeah, they don't think about it.
I went to like this huge, so I'm friends with like this village family and they're really awesome. And it's a couple in their like mid-30s and two kids and me and Sarkis and my friend, they invited us. So it's this village near this beautiful, beautiful river. And it's this spot where there's like hundreds of little picnic spots in a row. So it's literally like hundreds of families and kids running around and playing in the river and barbecues going off, people laying down, music blasting. Like, it was such a cool place in the middle of nowhere. I had no idea that this place, Oshagan, Zor, they call it. And it was really, really nice. And it was really cool. And then out of nowhere, it just started hailing. So everyone's packing up their stuff and helping each other. And, you know, it was really, it's amazing the unity here.
Was that in like the mountain regions and so forth? Oh, there's a
kind of it was so near forth. Where Meshrop Mashtots is buried. Uh-huh. So that so it's near there. It's mountainy and there's caves there, and it's really cool. But just the energy of, you know, people sharing food, sharing drinks, sharing stories, different kids playing with each other. It's like one big park basically along this river, and it was just very happy because I had like a really stressful day the day before, and I woke up not in the best of moods, which is not like me, you know, but yeah, I had made a commitment to go to this picnic, because you can't say you're going to a picnic and then cancel last minute because, you know, these people, they prepare for like a few days for this kind of thing. So we went, and all of a sudden everything, I just forgot about all the things I was stressed out about because it was just so happy everywhere, you know?
God, that sounds great, man. I cannot wait, Ani, to be a part of that. We have Armenians here that they said, hey, once you get to Armenia, you're gonna have to look me up. And I'm like, man, I see you every day here.
Yeah.
Why do I want to go hang out with you? I want to see every bit of Armenia as much as I can.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
The new experiences in like familiar places is cool. Yeah, I've become that contact person recently, honestly. People are just sending me their friends, which is great. But I've actually just compiled a list and like copy paste and send because I've been so busy.
Right.
But I mean, it's really nice. I'll make the time if I have it, you know, to show someone around. But if I can't make it, then I wouldn't mind just sending them, you know.
I gotcha. So I guess we're coming to a close on the.
Yeah. Well, you know what I wanted to hit on with Ani while she was on the phone is because I think it's something that she'll enjoy is one of our other lineupmedia.fm shows, the Girls Girl Show. And if so for any of our listeners out there, if you're women. This is a show, and you know, this is me speaking from the perspective of a man, but it is a show that is awesome for women who have had, you know, strong friendships your whole life, and you get older and you get married and have kids, and it becomes harder to stay in touch with those friends, and that's what this whole show is based around. So it sort of feeds into, you know, like the positive energy stuff that you promote, because they sort of have the same mindset, you know, positive energy with your friendships and who you surround yourself with. You can find
it. I love that.
Yeah, no, I think you'll love it.
That's wonderful. I can't wait to start listening to it.
It's on iTunes and all major podcast outlets and thegirlsgirlshow.com. Yeah, thegirlsgirlsshow.com.
The Girls Girls
Show.
Cool.
Yeah.
So when's
yay,
that?
Female power.
I know it.
Yeah, that's great. when does that one show kick off, Armenian Nights?
Armenian Nights, it should be within the next week.
Next week, we're going to have...
Oh, are you going to stream that on...
on lineupmedia.fm, yeah.
Lineupmedia.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Is Mary going to be on there? I'm kind of a fan.
She is. Mary is really cool. She makes
Can
me laugh
tell
so
her I'm
much.
A fan? Yeah.
Absolutely. She's hilarious.
And Michael's running the whole thing. Yeah,
he's hilarious too. Good stand-up.
Amazing.
And they have some amazing stand-ups on that show. I mean, really, really hilarious.
I was listening to a couple of them, just trying to understand it. And it's like a bunch of guys just kicking back and talking funny stuff. And it's beautiful. It's really relaxing.
It's so funny. I mean, like, I found her on Instagram. I don't remember exactly how or when, but I'm addicted to her short videos.
They're
so funny.
They are funny.
Did you catch that one with that police, those two cops in Glendale that pull them over?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I was like, my neck hurts.
My back hurts. My neck hurts.
Well, last time I visited California. I saw her live in Oakland. She was performing.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah, and I was really happy. And I wanted to say hi to her, but it was one of those things where everyone was kind of swarmed around her and I had to go. And I was like, no, I want her to know that I'm a fan. So maybe you guys can pass the message off for me.
We will. And actually, hopefully we'll have them all at some point on the show.
And you could talk to them too. You know, we'd love to have you on this show as well with whenever we got them or something.
Absolutely.
Yay. Perfect.
It'd be fun.
Yeah. And then also, sorry, I don't mean to keep eating up the time here, but I know that Ani and Sarkis, if you guys are just hanging out or whatever, our friend here who is behind the boards right now, Brian, mm-hmm. he just launched a show also that's called Follow the Sound. And if you're into music, this is the show that you want to listen to. He reviews some of like the most amazing acts and albums.
New
out
stuff.
There, the Beach Boy, everything from the Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys to Audio Dam and Rival Sons. Just some great bands, some great album stuff. I think you'd really like to hear.
I never knew a Rival Son band.
it's new and they're really really.
You
good.
Know, it yeah. would be nice because I, not that I'm limited to music here, but it's hard for me to understand like what's cool now because
I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. My sound has changed a little bit too, but also I'm in Armenia. Like it's kind of like a lot of European or Russian or like bad American music that reaches here sometimes. Sometimes you got the cool stuff random, but you know, it'd be nice to know what else is going on and what new things I can get into because I've been listening to the same thing.
Definitely tune into that then.
Lineupmedia.fm where you can find them all. Also, Follow the Sound, podcast.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean. The same with all of our shows. They're everywhere. You can find them wherever you want to find them.
Yep. That was great plugs anywhere. Right there, wasn't it?
Hey.
Chris was firing away.
This is what we do.
Hey, and folks out there, if you're going to shop at Amazon, please go to our site first, armeniaproud.com. It'll be on your right-hand side, Amazon. Click on there. And just whatever you want to shop away, it could be a $5 thing. It doesn't matter. It still helps us out, too.
It does.
We get a little love back from Amazon. And what I mean by that is very little. We keep the lights on. But in any case, we support. Thanks for all the support out there that you guys are showing for the show as well.
Yeah, you know that our show here has had the most action on Amazon of any of our shows so far. So
wow,
it's good.
And I'm so happy that like Brazil loves us.
Yeah,
yay.
Brazil, can you believe Brazil?
So cool.
All over the world.
I told Arthur about that. There was a moment of silence on the
buttered him up there. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a moment of silence on the message screen.
Like, are you okay? Are you still there?
He goes, "What?" And a lot of question marks and everything. I love that picture of him in that swimming pool with that Indian headdress. Man,
I don't want to talk about that picture.
That is a cool picture, I'll tell you.
That's just a glimpse of his, you know, his funkiness.
I guarantee
right
you, if I did that, I'd look like Sitting Bull or something. I would be so out of shape. But you know what? That's another thing, too. I am getting in shape for Armenia, so I want people to know that I am getting in shape for you out there.
Well, you're going to be doing a lot of walking.
Walking's good.
Maybe a lot of hiking, so you're getting prepared. Well, yeah, walking's great, and you know, no matter how long you walk, like you're always going to have somewhere to stop and look and see what's going on, get offered some booze.
Exactly. Throw your headphones in.
You can't hide from the liquor.
Listen to our show.
This is going
to
be great. Yeah. I'm videotaping everything.
Yep.
I need a good camera there, too.
You need a good camera. You need a good microphone.
Yeah.
And you know what else I was... If I were flying to Armenia, you know what I would be doing right now?
No.
I downloaded an audiobook.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're back. Okay.
No. Beyond the plug part, I actually did because I'm really into Game of Thrones.
Oh, really?
And I've always wanted to read the books, but I haven't had the opportunity ever to sit down and read them. So I'm doing it the audiobook style. And I was just thinking it would be awesome if I were going to Armenia with you.
Yeah.
That would be a good part about the flight.
Well, parts of Armenia looks like the set of Game of Thrones. That's not lying.
That's why I thought it would be inspiring, because it looks like the same landscape.
Well, here's the thing, too.
It totally does, yeah.
Yeah, here's the thing about you, Chris. This year, there's no way, because you got the kid coming up.
You got a kid.
That'll be by...
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, next week, next 2 weeks,
3 weeks. Well,
wow,
a maximum,
that's amazing.
A maximum of 3 weeks, so it could be in a week.
Boy or girl?
A girl.
Congratulations!
Thank
that's amazing.
You so much.
He's naming her Jana.
Jana, yeah,
after Jano.
Yeah.
I would get too creeped out anyway.
It would
if
get
he
a
did
little strange.
That. Yeah, but next year. I think you'll be there.
I will be there.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
Excellent. All right, guys. Well, you know what? Our time flew by here. Brian, what we hit, an hour? Close to it? 46 minutes of great interview, talking amongst friends here. My friends, again, catch our show. We will definitely have a great show next week, too, and we'll keep it fresh. We'll keep it fresh. Ani, what do you got going this weekend?
Going to Tbilisi
and going
to explore old Armenian neighborhoods there. I'm very curious. There's a lot of old famous artists and musicians Syed Nova that lived there, and I kind of want to explore. It was like an epicenter of Armenian culture at one time, actually. So I'm kind of going to get lost on purpose and see what I come across.
Sounds awesome. Yeah.
Chris, anything with you?
Absolutely nothing. I had a very busy weekend last weekend.
So you're just waiting.
It's really hot here, and so we're just going to relax.
Yeah. And, folks, we couldn't get Mariam on today. Mariam had other obligations. I think she had some book signings and so forth. So if you want to catch Mariam, she's at Cooking with My Armenian Family. And, Ani, give a plug to your show, too, or give a plug to your Facebook site.
So if you can follow me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. My account is at Azat_love. So it's AZAT_LOVE. You could just kind of follow a visual journey with me in Armenia. It should be interesting. And then my Facebook page, you just type in Energy Healing Armenia. And there I am, and all the interesting, sometimes weird stuff I throw on there for fun. Yeah.
Gotta have the weird stuff.
Yeah, I love weird. Yeah. So
can you wear it? Indian headdress and sit in the pool too, like our friend.
No, because I really, really respect the Native American culture.
Okay.
I would only wear it for shamanistic ritual purposes, not for leisure. So.
Okay. Not for all leisure.
Right. So no.
I think Arthur blew that one. So
yeah.
But in any case, I love the guy looking like that. He looked damn cool. Not a lot of people can pull that off, Arthur. So that
true.
Was
you know, he's a Jamiroquai fan. I think that's where it came from.
Ah, Jamiroquai. I haven't heard that name
in a
long
time. Wait a minute.
What
the hell is that?
They actually love Jamiroquai in Armenia,
really?
By the way.
He's a singer?
Still dig in Jamiroquai,
wow.
Always.
That's crazy. I haven't heard that name in a long time. Like
a decade. Yeah.
Oh, and I never heard that, and I probably never will hear it again. Anyway. Hey, folks, from Ani, from our man here, Chris. Brian, thanks for working the boards. Jono, we'll catch you next week. Genatsa Kishir Party. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Tune in next week for another episode of A Toast to Armenia with Jono Kabinjian. Find the show online at armeniaproud.com. And subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation at facebook.com/ArmeniaProud or Twitter at ArmeniaProud. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.